Page 30. Read. Inside Our Planet.
The Earth's Layers. Are you able to identify what's beneath your feet? Do you think it might just be dirt or rocks? Although the Earth might seem like one solid mass, it's actually made up of four very different layers. These layers are called the inner core, the outer core, the mantle, and the crust. The inner core is at the center of the Earth. It's a solid sphere of hot metal, about 70% the size of our moon. The temperature of the inner core, which comprises the metals nickel and iron, can be as high as 5,400 degrees centigrade. It's the hottest part of the Earth, so you know that it can't be the layer you're standing on. It's just too hot. The outer core, as you might expect, surrounds the inner core. Unlike the inner core, however, the outer core is liquid. It, too, is mostly made up of nickel and iron. It's almost as hot as the inner core, so you couldn't be standing there either. The next layer is the mantle. It surrounds the outer core and is about 2,900 kilometers thick, making it the Earth's deepest layer. The mantle is mostly composed of rock, but it also contains some magma. Magma is liquid rock that has melted under intense heat and pressure. It often collects in pockets, called magma chambers, and can eventually erupt from volcanoes. As you probably guessed, the mantle isn't the layer you're standing on. Finally, there's the Earth's thin outer crust. There are two types of crust: the continental crust, which carries land, and the oceanic crust, which carries water. The thinnest parts of the crust are under the oceans, and the thickest parts are under the land. This, of course, is the layer you're standing on. Plate tectonics. The Earth's crust is divided into large sections, called plates. These are enormous chunks of rock that float over the mantle. The movement of these plates is known as plate tectonics. Geologists believe that the Earth's plates are constantly moving, which explains why they sometimes run into each other. When two plates collide, several things can happen. If the plates slide past each other, they create a break or fault in the Earth's crust. If, on the other hand, one plate slides under another, in a process called subduction, volcanoes are created and magma is released. Finally, if two plates collide head-on, then immense pressure is created, causing both plates to bend. This, in turn, pushes rock upward and forms a type of mountain called a fold mountain. As an experiment, take two sheets of paper and place them flat on a table. Then push the two sheets toward each other. What happens? Either one sheet will slide under the other, or the two sheets will push each other up, forming a shape like a mountain. That's similar to what happens when the Earth's plates collide. The Earth's crust and the rock cycle. So, what is the Earth's crust actually made of? Unlike the inner and outer cores, the crust is made of a mixture of different elements. Some of these elements, such as iron, calcium, and sodium, form rocks. There are three main types of rock: sedimentary rock, igneous rock, and metamorphic rock. You might be surprised to learn that rocks don't stay the same forever. They're eroded by the weather, worn down by people and animals, and chemically changed by movements in the Earth. Over time, one kind of rock gradually turns into another, in a process called the rock cycle. So the rock you're standing on today is changing all the time.